Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Benyart Live Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month. And with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Benyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive a free gift special this month for the Bob Benyart Live Telethon.
It's the place to be before the election, the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. Hi, I'm Greg Jackson, and personhood should be back on the ballot and the nation's hottest. Newest radio host Steve Dace is coming from the heartland of America to Denver, the heart of personhood country. Dace will encourage us to fight on to victory. So come out Friday night, September 14th. Register online at coloradorighttolife.org or call 303-753-9394. That's 303-753-9394 or go to coloradorighttolife.org. Register today. Don't hesitate.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. On Friday, coming up in a couple weeks, we are going to air an interview slash debate with one of the world's leading theoretical physicists, emphasis on the theoretical part, Lawrence Krauss. That's one of the most significant interviews I will have ever done in 22 years on the air. One reason we get these interviews, and Lawrence Krauss and Richard Dawkins, for example, I think today Dawkins is the world's second most famous scientist, the first being Stephen Hawking. And Dawkins and Lawrence Krauss are buddies. They got each other on speed dial. They were on stage recently at ASU, where I attended, studied computer science there back in the 80s. That's the 1980s. And Krauss is very significant and influential. When the Discovery Channel does A Universe from Nothing, it's based on Krauss's own lecture and his book by that title, A Universe from Nothing. So these are extraordinary opportunities, and we have these opportunities because of you. Every one of you over the last 22 years or over the last 22 days, every one of you who have supported Bob Benyart Live in Real Science Friday in some financial way, and for those of you who've prayed for us also, and thank you so very much. We need God's grace and mercy on us to continue. And those of you who have financially supported us so that we're able to pay our staff, pay the bills for putting on a radio show, a talk show for all these many years. Thank you, and we hope to continue as we promote the Christian homeschooling movement and the personhood movement and the young earth creation movement and so many other of the fundamental issues that the Christian worldview operates on. And so it's our telethon. We're just getting started. Our goal is $30,000 this month. In a little bit, I'm going to take a call in 1 minute. But a little bit after that, I'm going to talk about some of our monthly subscriptions. Did you know you can watch the old monthly televised classics, the TV shows that are timeless, and people absolutely love them, and you could get them on DVD? delivered to your home once a month. In our topical videos, did you know you could get those and how fun they are? God's Plan for Marriage, Christianity 101, Raising Godly Children, Forgiveness, God and the Death Penalty, What Does the Bible Say About Divorce and Remarriage, Get Out of the Matrix, Mount Moriah, The Evidence for the Resurrection. We have so many fabulous, fabulous topical DVDs. And then we have our video and our audio Bible studies, verse-by-verse studies through the Bible, seminars on the end times, on miracles and healing, on predestination and free will. I mean, we have so much at the store at kgov.com. Just go to kgov.com, click on the store, and have a blast. I mean, it's fun, and money-back guarantee. And we tell people if you can't afford it, whatever you can afford, but what you get there, and especially the subscriptions, will go toward meeting our telethon goal this month. Also, a week from tomorrow night is the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. Please call and register. I'd love to see you there. We're going to have a good time. Now, our telethon, we're up to $750. So for those who've given, thank you so very much. But boy, we have a long way to go, right? $29,000 to go. And somehow every year we squeak by, thanks to you guys being a blessing, but it's always in the last seconds. So we're sort of tortured as we go through the month. But please help us if you can. Call us at 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278, or go to our store at KGov, KGOV.com, and subscribe. That'll really boost the telethon goal. We multiply the monthly subscription amount by 10. To go to the banquet, go to ColoradoRightToLife.org or call them at 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. So stay tuned to Real Science Friday as the programs are coming up later in the month. They should be extremely significant. And last Friday, if you missed it, we debunked the moon landing hoax claim. We went through 10 of their claims that we never landed on the moon. They say, here's why, because of the photos, because of the engine noise, because of this and that. And we debunked them one by one. Tremendous show with Fred Williams. If you know anybody who's been seduced by that hoax, then just go to our website, kgov.com, click on that show, and send them a link. You'll want to do that. And you could free them and help protect them from mental illness also. Okay, so there is a website, and I was alerted to this by our former producer here at Bob and Yurt Live, Will Duffy, and I've been looking at the site, and we asked Will if he could join us. So, Will Duffy, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me. I got an email this morning from this website, and the domain is ivoteprolifefirst.com.
Right.
And the sound of that was great. So I clicked on it to check out, you know, what it meant. Obviously, the life issue kind of has to be first, because without the right to life, what good are any other rights?
Yeah.
And the website asked me to sign a pledge to vote pro-life first, and of course I wanted to know what that meant.
Yeah, so, and Will, by the way, I've now gone to the site earlier today. I went to the pledge, and I took the pledge. I mean, I took the pledge because the pledge, even though the site, people are going to be shocked by what they hear, maybe, but the pledge is great. So I took the pledge.
Yeah, the pledge was great. I don't really know if it could be worded any better, but it essentially said that you're pledging to never again support or vote for any candidate willing to kill preborn children, which reminded me of Dobson's pledge back in the 90s.
Yeah, Dr. James Dobson, and this was a significant interaction we had with Focus on the Family, because Dr. Dobson, we have his pledge online. We show his pledge. We showed his pledge in court in front of a jury. We have his pledge, and his pledge is played for literally millions of visitors to Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs in their visitor center. And before hundreds of thousands of people at the Washington Mall, at the March for Life, Dr. Dobson said that he called on God, and Jesus warns us, actually, don't do that. But he said, for as many days as God allows me to live on this earth, for as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never vote for a politician willing to kill a single innocent child. What a fabulous pledge.
And I got to be up front, I was shocked to see this pledge on this website, because that is such a minority position today,
right,
even among pro-lifers.
Right. And especially during an election cycle when a lot of the bigger money pro-life groups, not all of them, but a lot of them, some of the biggest money pro-life groups now are saying we cannot compromise. We can't support anyone willing to kill a single innocent child, because then we're guilty too, and we undermine our own ability to ever achieve a victory. But a lot of the groups and sort of the old guard, their whole mission is to convince Christians to vote for politicians who kill children, but they're registered to a different party, the Republicans rather than Democrats. And so the fact that this site appears, and they apparently have a conference call tonight, and the pledge is so perfect during the election itself, there's something that seems like it's not going to make sense. So what happened?
So I was excited. I immediately signed the pledge. I got an email confirming that I signed the pledge. I was getting excited. And then I found out, I got a follow-up email about this national webcast tonight and who the speakers were. And I looked at the list of speakers, and it was the usual suspects. And what I mean by the usual suspects,
yeah,
are the pro-life leaders who are willing to support anyone as long as the Republican Party nominates them. And we could go back in the past and just throw out some names like Rudy Giuliani. Yep, we'll support Rudy Giuliani. Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Yep, we'll support Mitt Romney.
Right, sure. Regardless of how aggressively pro-homosexual marriage, pro-abortion, pro-everything godless, socialism, government health care reform, individual mandate, all that, regardless, what they do is misrepresent these folks, to misrepresent the candidate to the Christians, and they tell the Christians, hey, we vote pro-life first. We will not vote for any candidate willing to kill a child, and we have to get Mitt Romney into the White House. So it's such a despicable misrepresentation. It's Christian leaders dressing up a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right, and so my excitement quickly turned into severe disappointment, because I realized rather quickly what this was. And all this was a way for whatever group is behind this website, seeing the personhood movement and the no exceptions movement growing like a wildfire. It's their way of capturing and convincing,
right,
those people to vote for Mitt Romney.
Right, exactly. They're trying to take the mantle of moral authority that the personhood movement has earned, and they're trying to dress themselves, to cloak themselves in it. So I have the exact pledge right here in front of me. And Dr. Dobson's pledge was so perfect. But then, and he called upon God. He called upon heaven itself. For as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never vote for a candidate who's willing to kill a single innocent child. And that's pro-life code for exceptions. No exceptions. Right? That's no exceptions. If you have exceptions, you're saying, well, I'm willing to support laws and funding and all that will kill some innocent children. So no innocent child means no exceptions. So Dr. Dobson, he violated his pledge for, of all reasons, in order to support one of the most pathetic, anti-Christian, pitiful, big earth, pro-democratic Republican candidates in history, John McCain. I mean, what a pathetic reason to violate your pledge to God. To what? To support John McCain, who hates God and is pro-abortion, liberal, pro-homosexual, big government, big spender? So, Will, So we went down to Focus on the Family to plead with them. And Tom Minery, their vice president of public policy, he met with us, a group of us, five men. We went down there and we created a DVD off of the presentation. It's called Focus on the Strategy, in front of a live audience, 300 Christians. And we pled with Focus on the Family, will you please return to Dr. Dobson's pledge? Please. Will you recall the history? They absolutely refused. They said that is no longer Dr. Dobson's position. It's no longer Focus on the Family's position. So we will support candidates who advocate killing some kids. So we said, okay, right. That's a tragedy, but please take down that pledge. Don't continue to show visitors at your visitor center this heroic video of Dr. Dobson pretending to be someone he's not, and then all those people, they're so excited, they donate. And we, my family, we've given Focus on the Family a lot of money. And so it's not only sinning against God by violating your pledge against God, which Jesus Christ warned us, don't call on heaven or God, not even God's footstool when you make a promise, because when you break your promise, you're not only a promise breaker, but then you're dishonoring God, you're profaning God. And Focus on the Family refused. And I mean, we went to court over it. And they were determined to keep using that pledge. And now, Will, this website has taken the same pledge, and they're pretending that if you stand by that principle, you can vote for Mitt Romney.
Right. You know, as the left has moved further and further left over the years, Focus on the Family has actually followed in their footsteps and continued to move left as well.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. This is actually very, very dangerous and detrimental to all of the progress that the Person in the Movement has made over the last year, is because what this website is doing and what these quote-unquote pro-life leaders are doing is they're getting people to sign essentially a personhood pledge and still tell them it's okay to vote for Mitt Romney.
Right.
The reason Dobson made that pledge was because that's the only way we're going to win, is if people, you know, draw a line in the sand and actually have a standard.
Right. If you don't have a standard,
throwing that out of the window.
Yeah. If you don't have a standard, then the Republican candidate for president could be the president of Planned Parenthood. But as long as the Democrat is a Democrat, they'll still vote for the Republican for president. And the proof of that is Mitt Romney. He's the proof that this group and Jill Stanek, I hate to say it, and LifeNews.com, don't use LifeNews.com, use LifeSiteNews.com. Mitt Romney is the proof that all these people are single-issue voters. They're all single-issue voters because if Mitt Romney was a Democrat, they would call him the son of hell. He would be the spawn of Satan if he was a Democrat. But because he's a Republican, they misrepresent him as pro-life, vote pro-life first, vote for Mitt Romney.
Right. The way things are headed, the next Republican nominee will probably be Barack Obama's twin. Just looking at the past, going from George W. Bush,
well,
who
even
is considered...
Even Bob Dole and George W. Bush, John McCain, now Mitt Romney.
You've got George W. Bush, who was considered pro-life with exceptions. Then you move to McCain, who actually wanted to change the GOP platform on abortion. Then now we've moved to Mitt Romney, whose Romney Care had $50 copay tax-funded abortion, and he's probably held, you know, every position on the issue over the years, probably twice.
Every
at
position,
this point.
Every political position on abortion, just in the current campaign. I mean, in the current
right.
campaign, he's held every conceivable pro-life position, from principled to hardcore pro-abortion, pro-life. I mean,
it's one thing to go off of his positions that he stated, but the proof is in the pudding. And if you look at what has he actually done in his political career on the life issue, well, $50 copay, tax-funded elective abortion, force Catholic hospitals to issue abortifacients, you can really see where his heart is.
Yeah, exactly right. And not only on the life issue, but on should we have government health care reform where government begins to manage health care? And should we soak the taxpayers, the federal taxpayers, for a state socialist health care program? And that's what he did. And Romney is the godfather. Obama is the godson. It's not that Romney is like Obama. That's not it. That gets things out of chronological order. Obama is like Romney. Obama has been trying to implement Romney's agenda, Romney's track record. Obama has been seeking to achieve that, seeking to implement it. So, Will Duffy, who are some of the groups that are sponsors of this IVotePro-LifeFirst.com who have taken a position in support of the child killer Mitt Romney?
Well, as you've already stated, Jill Stanek of JillStanek.com. Mm-hmm. Then there is Troy Newman. Not exactly sure what to call Troy at this point.
He's a pro-life activist, and he goes after abortionists, which is great, but he's long supported pro-lifers who kill many kids, even hundreds of thousands of kids, and he supports the regulations. If you meet these requirements, then you could kill the baby. And so, we grieve because of pro-lifers who take these compromised positions that further entrench abortion.
Right. Then there's Eric Scheidler of the Pro-Life Action League, son of Joe Scheidler.
Yep, Pro-Life Action League.
And then Lila Rose, actually.
Yeah, which is very sad. Lila Rose is a Tier 2 pro-lifer. Now, if people try to figure out what in the world is going on with the pro-life movement, why are there all these different positions? Well, you could see it really clearly, crystal clear, if you go to prolifeprofiles.com and just read the brief homepage, and it explains the difference between Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, and Tier 4. And many of the groups and leaders that people think are pro-life are actually Tier 4 personhood never. They actually reject that there's such a thing as a God-given right to life, including Mitt Romney and the Mormon Church and Antonin Scalia and John Roberts and so on, including all them and many more. But then there are Tier 1 groups and leaders that support personhood. Tier 2 says, well, we support personhood, but we also support exceptions and regulations for now. And so that's a confusion. And a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Right. And the problem is I don't see a difference between someone like Mitt Romney that has exceptions and someone who we would consider pro-choice. To me, there's only a couple positions to have, and that's pro-life, pro-choice, and pro-choice with exceptions.
Pro-life, pro-choice, and pro-choice with exceptions. Yeah, like Roe v. Wade is pro-choice with exceptions, right?
Right.
Roe v. Wade is pro-choice with exceptions. And Mitt Romney is pro-choice with exceptions, right?
I've met dozens of people who we would call hardcore pro-abortion, and even they're against abortion used as birth control.
Yeah, or late-term abortion, a lot of them, or partial birth abortion. Right.
Why don't we call them pro-life with exceptions? The term pro-life has really become meaningless.
Right. It's been compromised by lawyers, fundraisers, and politicians who have exploited these unborn children in order to get political power and to get rich. That's what they've done. And many start out with a heart for the innocent and for the Lord, but they compromise so often, like these groups now that are like Republicans, the RNC for Life, you know? The RNC for Life supports every pro-abortion Republican presidential candidate. They don't care. If there's video of the guy killing a child, they support him. They don't care. They don't care how many kids he killed. And so for this pledge, Will, this pledge to misrepresent that Mitt Romney is pro-life, we want you to be pro-life, that's a disservice to the innocent child and to the Lord. And we're out of time.
Thanks, Bob.
Will, God bless you. Appreciate Will Duffy, very sharp, young, up-and-coming leader in not only the pro-life battle, but also in our Young Earth Biblical Creation Movement. And so it's great to work with Will. Hey, our telethon here. Now, remember, we got to rescue signatures, so just call Colorado Right to Life. I'd love to see you at the banquet a week from tomorrow night in Denver. So just call Colorado Right to Life or go to coloradorighttolife.org to register. And our telethon, our goal is $30,000 this month. Did you know that you could subscribe to our monthly sermons so that every month you could receive in the mail, you could get a DVD of the last four sermons the previous month, or you can get it on audio. And the way you do that, you can get an MP3 CD, or you can get an audio CD so that you could listen to it in your normal car CD player. So we didn't used to have that. For years, we didn't have that. Now we do. It's a Berkeyism. Now we have an audio CD of our sermons. And if you'd like, some people get the sermons and they love it so much, they call us up and they say, can I get some of the past sermons? I don't want to get every month. I want to get the past. You guys have been doing this for a while. And we call that the sermons plus the classics. The sermons plus the classics, where every month you get the sermons and then you get a previous month going back through time, through history. And it's really fun. We have the same thing with our monthly topical videos, or DVDs, that I think you'll absolutely love. People get these and they thank us. We have God and the death penalty, so Christians could be conservatives and understand where those principles are in the Bible. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the evidence for the resurrection in our Mount Moriah DVD. And then what does the Bible say about divorce and remarriage? That, I mean, people have thanked us all over this country for years for that DVD. Raising Godly Children, God's Plan for Marriage. You know what I love? Christianity 101, it's a whole series. What a series of DVDs. Stepping right through God, the Bible, angels, the creation, the just extraordinary topics simplified. So any of these you can get, and they'll support our telethon here and our goal of staying on the radio for another year. Call us 1-800-8-NYARDS, 836-9278, or go to our website, kgov.com.
Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation, to the Bob Enyart Live Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month. And with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive a free gift special this month for the Bob Enyart Live Telethon.